This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the future of ag education at Lincoln Land Community College is very bright after the news that was announced yesterday. The college's agriculture program is the beneficiary of a late farm couple's charitable trust. Irene and Charles Crayer of Blue Mound, Illinois, raised crops and livestock and had no children of their own. As the story goes, they were very generous and wanted no public recognition, just a thank you. Well, they got their thank you yesterday on Lincoln Land's Springfield campus. Don Wienhoff of Quorum Consulting worked with Irene and Charles for a number of years on their taxes and other financial matters, and Don said they had two rules when it came to making donations.
Charlie and Irene obviously were a very frugal couple. If you had seen their farm home, it was a picture out of the 60s. It was very nice, but it was a typical little round table in the kitchen with the white cabinets and the old stove, and that's the way they lived. They spent nothing on themselves. Yet they were very, very generous people. They gave many significant contributions over their time to local charities, both in Springfield, Decatur, and the surrounding area. But the couple of things that always came through in their donations were that they either had to be local, and they had to either somehow affect kids or they had to affect agriculture.
And what better of a fit could you find to work with kids and agriculture than Lincoln Land Community College's Ag program? Karen Sanders, Executive Director of the Lincoln Land Foundation, made this announcement.
On behalf of current and future Lincoln Land Community College agriculture students who will benefit from this gift, it gives me great pleasure to announce that the Lincoln Land Community College Foundation will be the recipient of annual earnings from the Crayer Farm Perpetual Charitable Trust with total assets of $18 million.
Needless to say, the $18 million is going to allow great things to happen on campus for the Ag Department. I had a chance to talk with Agriculture Program Coordinator and faculty member Bill Harmon after the announcement, and he said the donation means they can better prepare their students for future education and careers. Bill, exciting news release today. How do you feel right now?
I'm a little bit speechless, but I'm also very relieved. We started this process of working with Mrs. Crayer and her team 8 years ago. And so that's a long time to keep a secret. And so it's nice to be able to share this news with the community as a whole.
And you did a good job keeping the secret because I just talked to one of your students, Dominic Rupert, and he said, we had heard there might be a donation, but we had no idea to the extent. So, Bill, that's so exciting and awesome that this is happening today. What does this mean for the ag program at Lincoln Land?
Well, this gift is going to allow us to really basically say that what we don't have any limits now as for what we can do. In the past, we would have had to have looked at an idea, a new program, a new incentive, and said, can we afford to do this? Well, these funds take that away. So now the mandate is, what do we have to do to grow the program and better prepare our students, whether it's for transferring on to the university or to go into the workforce? That's our job now. No excuses.
And today, the things were mentioned, the department has already bought a new car, so it's a moving billboard. You're thinking about new staff, new technology for students?
Definitely. We've ordered a bus, a 15-passenger bus that's going to be very similar to the car, another moving billboard so that we're advertising Lincoln Land. Scholarships for students are going to be happening this coming fall. We'll be able to offer assistance to help students, both students in need as well as merit scholarships. We're going to be hiring a full-time recruiter, hopefully here within the next 2 weeks, and that'll help us do a better job of marketing the program, getting into the high schools, getting into the local businesses, and helping find out what do they need so that we can put our students in those positions they have open.
So working on increasing enrollment, how is enrollment currently? I mean, is it pretty good? You've got plans to change it, but currently as we talk?
Enrollment's been good here at the college. We were up this year slightly, about 5 students over where we were last year. We set a record here 3 years ago. 2 years ago, we had a little dip. community college enrollments often work inversely of the job market. So when more people are working, there's usually fewer students. The college has seen a dip in enrollments in some other programs over the last few years, but ours has stayed strong. But we still got room to grow. That's what this money, this gift, is going to allow us to do.
That is so amazing. I'll give you a chance to talk about some of the things that you have to offer in the Ag Department at Lincoln Land. We're getting close to wrapping up the school year, so for those students who are considering what their next step is, Lincoln Land is a great opportunity to major in agriculture and get involved.
Oh, definitely. For a high school student who maybe they don't know what they want to do for sure in their future, but they think they want to be in agriculture, the community college is a great place to start. Lincoln Land worked for me back in the 80s. I changed my major two times while I was a student here before I ended up in education. But for our students, they can come in and try different classes and maybe find something that piques their interest or that they never even thought of. I want to do this as a career. So that's the real benefit of Lincoln Land. Our programs in Ag Transfer, which is our largest program, Ag Business Management, which prepares students to go into sales and service or perhaps back to the farm, and then the Precision Ag Fertilizer Program, which prepares them to be custom applicators, crop scouts, agribusiness people. Those are our three primary options, along with turf and landscape management and horticulture. So if a student's interested in the ag industry at all, we've got something to offer them.
And this funding that was announced today is going to help improve those programs. You mentioned technology, a combine simulator, and other things. The ag industry constantly changes, and Lincoln Land is staying on track with that, it sounds like.
Oh, definitely. Our students that we're putting out today, they're going to probably need a new skill set in 10 years from now. So while we're going to do our best to get them as technologically ready when they graduate, the really key advantage, the thing that they need to have, is the ability to learn, to adapt, so that in a changing workplace, they'll be able to cope and to thrive.
And other opportunities other than the majors, you have extracurricular things. Your livestock judging team is very well known.
Right. Our judging team underneath Craig Beckmeyer, our professor, competes on national level, places like Louisville, Kansas City, and Denver. They've been very successful. This is going to allow them to, even some simple things like being able to stay an extra night on the road while they're practicing, because now we can afford to pay for those hotel rooms. And that sounds really small, but it's going to make a real difference for those students as they prepare for their events. It'll help our student club on campus, the Agriculture Club. We're part of a group called Post-Secondary Ag Students, a nationwide group also here in Illinois. Now our students will be able to participate in those events more fully. We don't have to worry about, can we afford these entry fees? Those barriers are all gone now.
That's so exciting. Bill, you've answered all my questions. Is there anything on your mind that you would like to express while you have the chance?
Well, it's obviously a great day here at Lincoln Land Community College and a great day for the agriculture program. We encourage the listeners throughout the WSMI listening area, if they want to contact us, they can call the college or go onto our webpage and find out more information.
Bill Harmon, Ag Program Coordinator and faculty member for Lincoln Land Community College. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.